What might you call the upper part of the barn?
The loft?
Mm-hmm. Where did you store things up there, or?
You put hay in there, hay loft.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Is it just a big open area?
That's right.
Uh-huh.
Just over the other, and it was floored, and most of the time it had a rack and a shed there where you could push your hay in through that rack to the top.
If you have too much hay to say put in the barn at one time, what would you usually do with it?
Stack it.
Mm-hmm. Into a...
You call it shock?
Shock. Is the shock small, or is it bigger than the haystack? Or?
Well, this day and time, that stuff is kind of rolled up and pressed about the size of the automobile. Now, they used to bale it.
Mm-hmm.
Stack it, because they don't do that anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Right here.
Put it in just a big pile or something.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Have you ever heard a covered, have you ever seen a covered haystack?
Not that I know of.
Usually had like four poles and a sliding roof.
Best. I don't know of any around here now. I've been driving through the country and see haystacks with tarpaulins over them, but I don't believe I ever saw one just stacked out with a roof over. You just leave it on.
Oh, okay.
Unless it's bale. If it's bale, they put it in the loft or barn, then hay loft.
Okay. When you first cut the hay, what do you usually do with it?
Just rake it and let it dry.
Mm-hmm. What do you
want? Bale it.
Okay.
You're going to bale it.
Did when you rake it, you sort of rake into like small piles in the field?
It's a long, what you call that, wintering it? Wintering it? Then long rolls, and then your baler comes along and either rolls it up or bales it.
Uh-huh. And that's called that wintering?
That's what I hear them call it.
Uh-huh. Is there any name for that big row of,
That might be, but I don't know what it is.
Okay. Okay. What kind of animals did you used to have on your farm?
We only had mules to work the crop of the land with, and a buggy horse,
mm-hmm.
and cows was all, and hogs.
Mm-hmm.
And that was all we ever had.
Mm-hmm. Was there a place that you would keep your cows, especially
pasture,
out of the pasture? Did you ever have a shelter out there?
Not for the cows, or didn't.
In the pasture?
Our milk cow had a place that's what's called a stall where we'd feed them while we were milking them.
Mm-hmm.
And then run her out most of the time, shut the door.
Okay. What would you call a building that you kept your horses in?
Stable.
Stable? Okay. How about, was there a place outside the barn where you put your cow to milk it?
Milking shed, what we call it.
Oh, milking shed?
Milking shed, what we call it.
What did it look like?
Well, we got the shed built on the side of the barn with a trough, and that'll put some feed in while you're milking.
Mm-hmm.
And as I said, you got through milking it, then you draw it dry the cow and shut the gate.
Thank you, ma'am. We'll see you later.
That's right.
Okay. Where is it that you used to keep your hogs and your pigs?
Pen sty, a pig sty, or a pig pen.
Okay.